Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and a topic that's been kind of heavy on my mind and my heart over the past couple months is the topic of grieving. We had Sherry Beth Daly on back about, I believe it was in early June, and she talked about, she did a presentation at a women's retreat on grieving, and it was powerful. She emailed me the information because God was starting to work in my heart then, and had her come and share a couple programs on that. And since then, it just really triggered just kind of a ripple effect, domino effect into my life of grieving. And, you know, as I've shared on here numerous times, I've had several losses in my life and things that, you know, have been painful, and everybody has. And that's why this topic to me is important. We had Sherry Matherly on back a couple weeks ago, and she talked about what God had taught her in grieving back because she lost a job when her ex-husband tried to kill her and shot her in the head, and miraculously she has lived. But unfortunately she can't drive anymore, and she had to quit working at Toyota, where she had worked for almost 15 years. So she lost her job, she lost friendships, then she, you know, had a neighbor that really had been helpful to her over the past several years that moved last year. So there's lots of things that we could grieve over, but I think so many times grieving is just associated with when somebody physically dies. And in our culture, we just don't take time to grieve. And I think eventually those wounds are going to come out at some point. And Ron Edmondson, who was at Emmanuel Baptist as their pastor, just recently left to take over as the CEO of the Leadership Network out of Dallas, Texas, wrote an article recently called 10 Suggestions for Healthy Grieving. And so I just want to share those today. Ron had 16 years where he was in ministry as a senior pastor. And he said, you know, it's just one of those things that he part of his job was to help people learn how to grieve. And kind of like me, it's not one of his favorite roles, with me being a pastor also. But we know that, you know, people need to do it. And unfortunately, when you need to grieve, it's because you've been hurt, or it represents brokenness. There was pain, disappointment, even anger associated with that. And so I'm going to share some things that he said that he thought would help with healthy grieving, and maybe it'll help you. The first one is just simply don't deny the pain. I mean, it hurts. Admit it. Be honest with yourself, with others, and especially with God. I think that's one of the things a lot of times that we don't think, you know, I can be really honest with God because lightning will strike me. And sometimes we grew up in churches like that, or we've seen people that are followers of Jesus and they made us think that. But friends, I really believe in the bottom of my heart that God wants an authentic relationship with us, one that's real and personal. And part of being real is when you have the anger, the emotion of anger, and it's okay to do that. Now, it's not one that we need to have all the time. That's not healthy either. But if anger is your current emotion, you need to admit it. It's okay. If it's profound sadness, be honest about it with God. The fact is, you've got to grieve at some point to move forward in your life, and you're going to grieve sooner or later, and it's better if you're honest about the need with God. So first thing I want to suggest is that you don't deny the pain. Second thing is you got to learn to pray. Some of you say, well, that sounds, you know, common sense. But, you know, in all honesty, being in full-time ministry for 10 years and then bivocational the last five, you know, I've noticed that a lot of times people don't take advantage of, when you're trying to grieve, that you can actually draw close to the heart of God, and that you can see that as one of the blessings in the midst of pain. Scripture is clear. We are to draw close to God, and he will draw close to us. That's in the book of James. I believe it's chapter 4, verse 8, if I'm not mistaken. I know it's definitely in the book of James, but it simply says, draw close to God, and God will draw close to you. The Bible also tells us in the book of Psalms that God is close to the brokenhearted. And I want to encourage you to use this difficult time in your life to build a bond with God. And I can assure you it's something you'll never regret having. In fact, some of my life verses have come from during times of loss and grieving. Psalm 28:7 says, the Lord is my strength and my shield. my heart trusting you, Lord, and I am helped. So, you know, one of the things, the book of Psalms is great to read. And if you've gone through a loss of some type, maybe just start reading in chapter one of Psalms. And I used to cry myself to sleep at night reading the book of Psalms after my divorce and bankruptcy. And man, it just really helped to know that God understood my pain and heartache. So I want to encourage you, one, don't deny the pain for healthy grieving. Two, learn to pray. As Joyce Meyer says, you can either become bitter or better when you have a loss in your life, but the choice is up to you. A third thing that Ron Edmondson suggests to have a healthy grieving situation in your life is to remain active. I mean, let's be honest, a lot of times we don't feel like being around people, but if you're normally a social person, you've got to discipline yourself in that area and have some things that give you obligations that mean that you'll have to show up and be there. You know, I want to encourage you to get involved. Toastmasters was something that I started doing because I enjoy speaking. It's something that is just fun for me, and I don't get nervous speaking in front of people. And there's an organization called Toastmasters where you get to go and improve your speaking skills. And it's for people like me that want to do it as a vocation, or it can be for people that have to do presentations at work or just want to have some basic improvement in their speaking skills. I joined a Toastmasters club that met on Monday nights, and I did that intentionally because it gave me something to look forward to after my divorce and the bankruptcy, to have something to look forward to every Monday night from, I believe it was 6:30 to 8 p.m. So I want to encourage you to have some commitments. You need to be active and around people, even though you may not feel like it. And, you know, sometimes people aren't social and you're like, you know, Greg, you're type A, you're outgoing. But, you know, you need to be out and around people, even if you're not social. Just don't get become a hermit inside your house in a cave. And I just want to encourage you not to shelter yourself from others. Another suggestion for healthy grieving is to stay healthy. Eat well and exercise. That's been a challenge for me. One of the things that I'm trying to work on in my own life is to eat better and exercise. And man, that's so huge when you're grieving, when you're sad. Also, another big thing with being healthy is sleep as regularly as you can. It's hard, easy to get locked into watching TV late at night, but man, I would encourage you to try to get more of a set time and try to stick to a schedule, because you know what? You're going to need rest and sleep to give you strength to carry on through this time of grieving if you want to do healthy grieving. Here's something that just seems so just, you're like, that can't be right. That's ridiculous, but it just seems like the opposite of what you want to do when you're grieving, you're hurting. But I agree with Ron Edmondson in this, that when you are grieving, one of the best things you do is to help others. Do you know there is a special blessing that comes from serving others that can help you recover from your own pain? You know, serve at somewhere like the Lighthouse Ministries. They have what's called Dining with Dignity. They serve dinner and lunch 7 days a week. You can go to Lighthouse Ministries, I believe it's .org, or just look up Google Lighthouse Ministries in Lexington, Kentucky, and you would be able to contact them, and they would love to have you come down and help serve. You can do it every night or every day, or just commit to one night or one meal a week even. Just, you know, bless others. You know, you can do things like deliver toys to the needy. I just want to encourage you to find a way to give back, and you'll invest in the health, actually, of your own heart. And I've seen that in my own life a lot of times, because I've heard this for so many years. And when I went through a loss, and or when I'm feeling sad or just, you know, feeling down, that one of the best things I can do is go and try to bless somebody else, and it takes my mind off myself. And it also helps you realize there's other people hurting too. And I love one of the proverbs I learned when I went on a mission trip to Jamaica back in when I was 26 years old. It simply said, those who refresh others will themselves be refreshed. I'll say that one more time. This is in Proverbs. It says, those who refresh others will themselves be refreshed. So if you want to try to grieve healthy, and while you're trying to get whole and go through a lost period, whether it's through the death of a spouse, a marriage, another loved one, a sibling, a child, you know, loss of a job, whatever it is, five things so far we've gone through. Don't deny the pain. Two, learn to pray. Three, remain active. Four, stay healthy. And five, help others. the final five things that I want to share with you through this really good article by Ron Edmondson called 10 Suggestions for Healthy Grieving is to journal your thoughts and feelings. And I agree with Ron on this one too. This is huge, and you know, many people miss it. One day you'll be glad, though, you wrote things down, because you'll see the process God is taking you through and the healing that He has allowed you to experience through this time of loss. And you know what? The fact of the matter is, you're going to need those reminders again someday. And you know, when I was just having a real hard time several months ago, I went back and dug out the journal that my family gave me when I got ordained for ministry back in August of 2003. Hard to believe that it'd be 15 years on August 3rd. And just all the notes that each of them wrote into it, my sister-in-laws and my two brothers, my sister and my mom and dad, and just read those things. And it just encouraged me, reminded me that God still could use me and had a plan for me in ministry, even though I didn't feel like it. And so, it's also, obviously, they've done research that shows psychologically and biologically it's healthy for us, the writing out of our pain. Here's something that, you know, most of us know, but just a reminder, you got to give grief time. Grief doesn't complete itself in a day, a week, or even a year. The depth of the pain always is relative to the time of a sense of recovery, and some pain actually never leaves us. We just simply learn to adapt to it, and we learn to find contentment and even joy in the midst of sorrow and loss. Next, a great way to do healthy grieving is to share your story. You know, I really do believe that God never wastes a hurt. And when you allow others to see you share and your pain, it helps them maybe understand their pain. But when you hide your story, you deny others the privilege of healing through your experience. So I know that's a message for somebody right now. And a lot of us, like me, struggle with pride and don't want to share where we've hurt or been hurt. And it doesn't mean you need to broadcast with everybody, but God does want you to share your story. Your scars could become someone else's stars. Here's something else for healthy grieving. You know, get help if you need it. You know, some of the best money I've spent is on Christian counseling. You know, don't suffer alone. There are times all of us can use professional help, and don't be ashamed to seek it. And last but not least, and you've heard me, that's what this show is based on. Remember hope. If you're a follower of Jesus, then the best days of your life are still to come. Even in your darkest days, remember one day, every tear shall one day be wiped away from your eyes by God Himself. Even today, you can trust that you are in good hands if you are a follower of Jesus. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 says, you can get up, recover, and move forward even stronger than you were before, but please don't fail to grieve. It's necessary, vital, healthy, and even biblical. And you know, Matthew 5:4 says, blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. So I just want to encourage you, to take time to grieve whatever the loss is, whether it's the loss of a job, loss of pets. I mean, man, pets are just wonderful, wonderful family members. And so just take time to grieve healthy today. I also want to remind you to go back in early June, go to hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today, and look for a couple of programs we did on grieving with Sherry Beth Daly. I think you'll really be blessed. And make sure you just scan through all of our podcasts. Might find something that'll help you today. Well, I'm Greg Horn. Thanks for joining us today. We'll see you next time on Hope Is Here.
Hi, I'm Tay Henderson, Executive Director of Lighthouse Ministries. In addition to serving meals twice a day to our hungry Lexington neighbors, we also provide shoes through our Michael's Feet Ministry. In June of 2014, I noticed that many of the people we were serving did not have adequate shoes. If they weren't duct taped together, there were holes in the soles. The day that a man named Michael approached me with scotch tape holding his shoes together, I knew I had to do something, and Michael's Feet Ministry was born. Now we are blessed to replace over 50 pairs each month thanks to individual donors and donating businesses through WJMM. Please consider being a part of this blessing. Each pair you give replaces a battered pair and helps a battered person know they are loved. Thank you.
For more information on Lighthouse Ministries, check out their website at lighthouselex.org or contact them by phone at 859-259-3434.